Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Welcome to Improv for Humans with Matt Besser, the 420 episode, featuring John Gabris, John Gamberling, Jerry Miner, and Anthony Atamanu.
Three steps to development. Whoa,
welcome to Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. That's me. Yeah, Tony Gimbalicking.
Woo!
Gabris. Jerry Miner, and of course, sound engineer, audio genius, Brett Morris. Brett, I picked one of your favorite bands to begin the 420 show. Weed is not even in the lyrics. I had other songs ready to go with weed in the lyrics.
One of your favorite bands is a Master Blaster bot, like boss yeah. battle.
An 8-bit MIDI file. My favorite band is German porno music.
Actually, really.
You guys
love
ready
that.
For text adventure?
These guys aren't with the Sleaford Mods. All right, fellas. So, as I believe I begin every 420 episode, what are you smoking?
Oh, no.
Well, I'll begin. I got my favorite, which Gabris knows.
Oh, yeah. Got the Cannabonics, right?
The Lorange. I always feel weird. Yeah, that's the thing. I feel weird ordering my favorite. It's L apostrophe orange. So how do you say it?
L'orange.
Exactly, Jerry. L'orange. Doc L'orange.
Is that French for, what is that?
French.
French for orange.
Huh. The orange.
The orange. The
orange.
Oh, this is empty.
That's weird. I have the same feeling I have in a French restaurant. I feel like I'm going to fuck up my order. So I just say it really fast.
Same. I feel like I'm going to come.
Can't fuck up your order in a French restaurant. It's all shitty.
Oh, damn.
I accidentally got snails. I'm smoking from Claiborne. I'm smoking their Tres Leches hybrid sativa dominant. It's very yummy. I have it in a little palm leaf blunt.
Dolores Claiborne?
Yeah, it's Dolores Claiborne.
That's some of the best weed I've ever had there, Dolores.
Amazing. Tony with the murder us's reference.
Yeah.
Always.
Hey, Mark David Chapman, what are you smoking down there?
No, you know, these
the Catcher in the Rye strain, man. Holden yeah. Caulfield, bro.
I'm drinking, I'm smoking Jody Foster's. Okay, no, I'm having I'm having Eclipse Indica.
Oh, Jody Foster's.
Jody Foster's. Lesbian.
No, no. I'm having Little Tall Haze. I'm sorry. I'm having Little Tall Haze. Come on, ChatGPT. Give me two more Dolores Claiborne inspired strains.
Are you improving with
Claiborne Kush? Claiborne Kush.
Claiborne Kush.
Well, here's what I'm doing. I'm smelling, because I'm technically a teetotaler, Cherry Pie OG.
Ooh, you're just going to huff it for the episode?
I'm going to huff it for the episode. Blood Moon OG. Blood Moon OG is the last of the of the Dolores Claiborne strains. But yes, this is a strain I really did love, which is Cherry Pie OG. So I'm huffing it. I'm doing a great job.
How is New York these days buying weed? Is it legal yet?
Well,
report.
It is legal, but there's only two licensed businesses. They're both in Manhattan.
That's insanity.
One of them is housing.
Two of
one of
anything
housing
in
works.
Manhattan is insanity.
And only go to housing.
They're both
works.
Gray's papayas.
Yeah, they're both. They're both Gray's. They're still weed fronts. But here's the weird. Here's the weird thing in Queens is that any store that sells weed has a Christmas tree set up. So it'll be like a bodega that has a giant Christmas tree in the middle of it that's decked out and lit. And that's how you know. For some reason, they feel the need to have this dog whistle that, you know, weed's there. And I mean, there's places that you would not, like, you're like, I don't want to buy weed here. I bet you it's just like salvia, like disguised right. as weed. Like, and so it's a weird thing where New York always,
how do Jews
like
sell weed in Manhattan with the
how
Christmas
do Jews?
Tree?
Oh my God.
So well, can you buy weed and a beef patty at the same store?
Oh, yes. God. I'm yes. glad I'm
that
gone.
Would be your dream.
I know. That's stress. you can go to like CBD shops and head shops, right? And kind of be like, I would like to purchase cannabis. And they're like, yeah, we can.
Yes,
you.
They,
you
have have club. They have a
okay,
club.
Okay, let's see how that goes right now. Let's do Gabrus walking into one of those. He hasn't done it, but he's heard about it. And Tony, he's you'd be, you'd show us how that goes.
Can I audition for Gabrus?
If there's anyone who could book it, it's definitely you, Kimberly.
You be the asshole that walks in right afterwards.
Okay.
Hell, all your life, John.
Welcome to Big Gorilla Cookies on Thursday. Please show me your ID.
Sure. Yeah, I it's August and I saw the Christmas tree, so I thought I'd pop in for a little refreshment, if you know what
okay,
it
means. Okay, man. Okay, good. Thanks, man. Here you go. You go on inside.
Going into, all right, thank you.
Hello!
Hi, yo, hey, yeah,
welcome
I just
to
your
Big Brother
outside.
Yeah. That is my brother, yeah. It's a first Greek owned story of weed shop.
Okay. That's so exciting. I saw the Christmas tree, so I knew it was, you know, I could come by here.
Yes, Orthodox Christmas. It is a Greek Orthodox Christmas.
Hey, that's, I'm not positive about that kind of stuff. I've learned my lesson trying to wade into other people's religions. So I'm just hoping to get a little, you know, a little.
Hey,
flower.
All right. Jingle, jingle. Let me get a chicken cutlet on a hero and a fucking pack of parliaments.
Yeah, you got it. Pack of parliaments. You want
you got the 99 cents Arizonas?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you got to go get that in the back, buddy.
Fuck
I'm not
you.
Going. Fuck you, piece of shit. Fuck right, you, right. It's shit. It's shit. Fuck your mother.
All right, let me get a pick six and a fucking pound of fucking Claiborne OG.
Claiborne OG? Oh, this just
That's
came in from Maine. This just came in from Maine. Very good, very good. This is very good, very good. Now, listen, it looked like one of those synthetic fireplace logs, okay? Don't get twisted, though. It's good stuff. It'll get you high, see collars. You'll do everything
Thanks,
with it, okay?
Thanks, bro.
Wait, yeah. Did that guy just buy like $2,000 worth of weed in a Doraflame log and a 99 cent iced tea?
$20 Arizona iced tea, chicken
$20
Parliament. Yeah, we do Parliament $5 pack. But don't tell me where they're Parliament from 1997, but don't tell anybody.
Okay.
And you get all, we got the California weed, the Maine weed, we got the Afghan Kush, you ever hear of Chad? You ever been to Africa? You ever been to Chad?
No, I'm from Delaware. This is my first time in New York City. I thought I was going to be in the Big Apple, but I guess my Airbnb is in Astoria. So this is
what's the matter? You don't think Astoria in New York City? In Astoria, more New York City than New York City. Okay, you can go hookah bar up on Steinway. Go to hookah bar, meet the 16-year-olds.
Okay,
go meet 16-year-olds.
Sir, I don't know about
it's
that.
Good stuff.
That
good
sounds
fun.
Like
yeah.
No.
Yeah, good I'm fun. Hang out with the 16-year-olds at the hookah bar at 2 in the morning on Steinway. What do you think about that, huh?
Sir, I'm not sure if that's
get some fish. Hey,
yeah, their mom. I think maybe we can get ornaments behind. Hi, we're tourists looking for like a I Love New York Christmas ornament.
Welcome
we saw
to
the
Gorilla
Christmas
Stickies.
Tree.
Yeah, yeah. Go, take them right off the tree. Take off the tree. There's two covered in dust. You take those.
I take could just those. Have them?
No, you got to buy them. $12 each.
Okay, you don't have them wrapped.
No, no, you here, here, here's a bag for sandwiches. You put them in there, okay? You put them in. You want some, we have some good deals. We have something, we have something called
Christmas
a blood
tree
moon.
Lights.
We have a blood moon OG. We have a Claiborne sativa. We got all the good stuff from Maine. We've got the,
I don't know this Santa mythology.
Huh?
Hey, I was in here first. Can I just quickly? You've already served like three other people.
Man. Oh, suddenly you get the New York in you, huh? You stand back. You don't make decision. You need to be fast. This girl and her daughter, they fast. They want ornament. They want weed. They want to get in and out. This is New York City. You go, you get 16-year-old in a Euro.
Okay,
and
no,
you stay out till 6 in the morning in Astoria Park, and then you fucking hide the body, you know?
Okay, I don't know. I guess I'll just take a pre-roll of something, you know, not too
Oh,
strong.
We got California pre-roll dip. You which one? You want the blueberry watermelon? You want the cherry? You want indica? This is indica sour cherry alpine lace. You want the alpine lace, but that's cheese.
yeah, that's I guess cheese. I'll take a. I guess I'll take a pre-roll of
okay, half
alpine
a pound
lace.
Of alpine lace. Half a pound of alpine yeah. lace. Okay,
slice
there you
thick.
Go.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
Take another hit.
Why do we want weed that tastes piney or earthy or gassy? Why gasoline sometimes? Why do we want that?
All the
That's
diesels.
Gross.
Yeah.
That's gross.
I think it's not necessarily the... I think the flavor is associated with the like the power of or the type of strain, and it's more you know when someone's like, "Ooh, that Malbec was barnyardy." It's like you're not yeah. like Ugh. Seeking out.
The I like barn. The lemon yeah, ones. No. I like all lemon strains. Any strain yeah. that's like Lemon Haze, Lemon Kush, those are always the best highs too. They're always like a speedy, fucking zippity dip high that makes me happy.
It can be too speedy, Jerry. I didn't ask what you were smoking earlier, and what's your taste bud?
It's garlic juice.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
He just held, for the listeners, he just held up a glass of water with garlic floating in it.
I don't know. It's garlic
he's,
juice, yeah.
He's lit as fuck.
Yeah. I've been feeling, you know.
You seem very sick. So does it taste straight up like garlic, like mine tastes like orange?
No. It's pretty, I don't know. It's pretty neutral, I would say. You know, I have it's a
cartridge.
Cartridge, yeah. So,
But there again, it's like, why would you want garlic if it's neutral?
Yeah, I think this is just more like garlic. I don't know.
I think it's like it's in that never, lineage because I know the garlic cookies is a strain. So I bet you the root word garlic goes back to some.
It's,
you know,
yeah, it's like the etymology. It's like the weed etymology.
Well, isn't it?
I'm thinking it's something
tree?
About the growing yeah, because like tree. The taste of it, it shouldn't be yeah. anything you know remotely like that is not desirable at all. So I don't think that's it. You know, maybe like it grows like garlic. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like an Italian
underground. Strain. It's weed. It's yeah. weed that grows underground.
Or the like word anywhere.
The buzzword that always works on me is like sherbet. Like if yes. if it's like rainbow sherbet OG, I'm like, I think I really like this weed. Like that word, I don't know if it's psychosomatic or maybe I yeah. You know,
yes,
I like that
sir. We got a sherbet. We got a few. We have an ice cream, an orange ice cream, and we have a yogurt, a gummy yogurt weed, but we don't have any sorbets or sherbet. We have an Italian. Gelato. Northern Haze.
This is a gelato.
Do you really need a sorbet or sherbet?
Yeah, see, I'm lactose intolerant, so if I have a gelato or one of these ice cream strains, I'll be shitting mm-hmm. on the subway again. Yeah,
excuse me, I just want to say, though, that sherbet's made with cream. I mean, sherbet's a cream-based, that's the whole point. Sherbet's a creamy, fruity treat. That's the
all
basis
right, Dad,
of
all
it.
All right, Dad, just let the man
I'm just a kid saying
counter.
That it's sherbet!
beef.
It's not our beef. Let's just shop around. Come on, just look around. Just let him.
All right.
Sir, didn't you get what you needed yesterday? You kind of come in here and hassle my customers about.
I don't know. These kids, you know, I used to get the weed. It was packed in, it was in a gasoline tank. That's where diesel came from. They used to put it in diesel trucks.
Okay, Dad. They don't care about weed history.
And you'd get high because of the diesel fumes would get in your lungs.
You're boring the weed guy, Dad.
And we cut back. And we cut back to this memory of him and his friend getting the weed out of the gas tank, and his friend lighting it, and his face going up in flames, his hair catching on fire, and him.
Holy shit! I'm on fucking fire! I'm on fucking fire! So then, you know, 6 years later, in 40
you look amazing.
Graphs,
you look amazing. Yeah,
I look like Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Everybody he meets, he's got a tell. He caught on fire, smoking weed. They don't care, Dad.
Steven, listen to me. Ever since I got stage 7 fucking tailbone cancer, I have discovered that I want to meet as many people as I can in life. Okay.
Most curable form of cancer you can get. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's absolutely awful.
Most treatable.
It's the Swayze one, we know.
All right, my second dad. You know, everybody knows. Nobody wants to hear your opinions on the most treatable cancer.
Thane,
we're not second dad.
We're oncologists,
and first
dad. So
we're lovers.
I have an opinion on this.
Lovers. God damn it, Steven. Stop being ashamed of us. We love each other.
Can't we just get some weed without it turning into a whole production every time?
Yeah, all right, so I'll get the rainbow sherbet.
I'm sorry, wasn't I here first? I'm pretty sure I was here first, guys.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Take another hit.
Let's make sure Gabriel's characters can never get weed today.
And let's make sure that every scene is buying weed.
Why not? There's only
Happy
so many parts of the
man.
Weed experience.
We're 2 for 2 at a weed counter.
Man, if we did this show 20 years ago, it would be a lot more weird guys dropping by your house, you having to go to like a parking
Amen.
Lot. But now doing it in 2023, man, it's all commerce. It's all capitalism,
just a civilized
man.
Transaction.
Right.
just commercials for dispensaries, man. I'm MedMen, dude.
So are we passing the joint around with strangers? I know I have with all of you guys recently, except for Jerry. I guess in Brett.
Yeah, don't with me. And
you mean well, strangers?
I have not passed. No, I haven't passed a joint.
We were at South by Southwest passing a joint around with a couple strangers.
Oh my
oh, really?
God. That's right. Those that the fucking ad people.
That guy. No, from the
what was
from
he? Austin.
He worked no, for that Bristol guy. Myers Squibb.
He was in charge of making gunshots look realistic in movies.
This guy had a whole patter. Like he, you know, everyone's there on business, but he had this whole patter. He said, "Can I smoke a joint with you guys?" And we're like, "Sure, whatever." And then he got into this whole cancer patter just 2 seconds in.
Fun
that his his wife had it, and the drugs that they're making saved her, and like this whole routine while we're passing the joint around a circle.
Oh man.
Yeah, because
the assumption
weird.
Is that anybody he meets is going to be like, "Oh, you work for a pharmaceutical company? You're fucking scum."
Yeah, right?
Remember, we're curing cancer.
Yeah, he had a very defensive speech, you know, and it was funny because it was alternately he was discrediting and sort of discarding his wife's importance, but capitalizing on her breast cancer to excuse his fucking like pharmaceutical work. He really was like,
"Honey, come in here. They're talking about me. The guys I smoked with at South by Southwest, you gotta hear them. They're on the pod talking about, oh, wait, what? Oh, fuck, no. I had nothing to do with the opioid crisis."
Wait, did I ever tell you that the opioid, so a couple of years ago, that I get a call from the Washington Post from a reporter who had done another thing with me, and he says, "I need to give you a heads up." And I said, "Whoa. What?" And he goes, "Well, there's a documentary coming out on WashingtonPost.com, and it features previously private footage from you as a spokesperson for a multi-dosing morphine medication, and we use
oh,
it
Jesus.
to illustrate the predatory nature of the pharmaceutical companies." And I was like, "What?" I was like, "Why?" I was like, and he's like, "Well, here's your chance to give a statement so that, like, you know, you can put it in a better light." I was like, "Yeah." I was like, "The statement is, I was like a broke improviser, and I didn't care." What the fuck? I could have been selling like...
I was sold cigarettes to kids.
Fucking, yeah. You know what this is?
I could
is.
Have been selling Zyklon B. It wouldn't have mattered to me.
My lighter spin on it is I wanted money and they were giving me money.
Exactly.
And make sure you include my motivation. I'm a whore for money.
They paid me 200 bucks.
And it's true. It was nothing.
Called that was acting, a nightmare. Dude. Yeah, like acting. And it wasn't taking a position.
It was crazy.
That is the crazy thing about drugs, though, man. You have no idea as an actor what the fuck's going on with that shit.
Right, you're just there to be like, "Trust me, this shit made me feel better. I'm the Mucinex booger man." And it's like, they learn 20 years from now, Mucinex is causing like lymphoma in children or whatever.
Is that true, like Zyrtec or something? Oh, wait, sorry.
No, I think that anybody that's like, you know, anybody that's in a drug commercial or whatever, I'll automatically label those people. I'm like, "Oh, they really do have that disease."
Yeah.
They have it.
Yes.
Feel sorry for that dude, man.
I guess you can kayak.
My
host
acting
you
work
crabs.
He gets with fucking lung cancer. Crazy. Must be crazy.
That's like, wow, what an opportunity for this actor with lung cancer. Finally, something came along that worked for them.
Something came along. Obviously, he's.
I drive stick. I have lung cancer.
special
I wasn't.
Skills.
Obviously, I'm not going to get that. But
level 3 UCB and of
juggling
course, lung
borderline
cancer.
Personality disorder.
All
that
right,
should be on every actor's resume.
All right, actors, line up, quiet. So the commercial, as you know, is for a headache medication. So as we go down the line, just want you guys, we're going to get you all through this at once. You're going to just slate your name, say your agency, your height, your vaccination status, and like any other conditions you may have that we could potentially cast you for down the road. Because we're just going to, this is a nice open call. But the headache medication, so you don't have to say you have a headache or anything like that. So whoever wants to start, just go. The cameraman will catch you. Right, Dennis? You'll catch him? Dennis? Dennis, get off your fucking phone.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Jesus Christ, you're going to get all these guys? You got these guys, right? All right.
Yeah. I just got a bad headache.
Is that guy all right?
He's
leaning on the camera.
I think he's trying to make a case for himself to be in the commercial. Don't
no, just. Really
come on, Dennis. We hired you as a cameraman. I know you're also an actor, but we just need.
He's right. Not believable.
Okay.
Well, I was going to say I have what I guess is a small brain tumor, but it doesn't give me headaches. It doesn't affect me that way.
That's
it actually hasn't affected me yet. It's supposed to not affect me for like a year.
Okay, small brain tumor. Okay, and you're with Rain Commercial Agency?
Oh, sorry, I was supposed to start with that. Yeah, Rain Commercial Agency, 6'2".
Okay.
Triple vaxxed.
Triple vaxxed, okay.
Thank you.
All right,
you.
Cool, that's great, small tumor. Yeah, you know, correlation, not causation. Just I would see if there's a link there of the triple vaxxing and the small tumor.
Oh, no, you think so? Mm-hmm.
It's just I've just watched a lot of documentaries recently on YouTube, mm-hmm. so I would just make sure.
Well, I get nosebleeds, but I have no idea if it's a tumor. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of, I just wanted to say that I really shouldn't have to talk about my vaccination status. I think that that's illegal.
Okay, yeah, no, that's fine. And if you don't also want to talk about...
There's HIPAA laws.
Yeah,
well, then I take back my status.
Okay. Yeah, I'm realizing that what I'm doing is kind of goes directly against HIPAA laws, asking you what health mm-hmm. conditions you have. But
up and down for a full body shot?
Yeah, obviously pan down for the full body shot of the zero people who have slated so far.
It's only down.
Rutledge Sinclair, CESD, 7'6". I have a
wait. Can you just please hold? Dennis is still panning. It's a long set. It's a
that's
long pan.
True.
To get all the
gotta
way.
Yes, yes. Got to loosen the tripod.
Yes.
Right. Rutledge Sinclair, did you say by the end of the day you had water on the brain?
I have water on the brain.
You know that requires an operation.
Okay, if you say so.
That's a childhood trigger. I had like a Ludovico like. Clockwork Orange commercial treatment when I was a child. That's how I got into working in ads.
Are you saying that the operation commercial, one of the conditions of the patient is they have water on the brain?
I think it might be water on the knee. I think it's water on the knee.
Yeah, sounds more likely.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Sinclair. I
have
offended you.
Full-blown alpha COVID now.
Alpha COVID.
Yes,
you have the OG,
original...
the 20 COVID. You have COVID-19 now.
I kept a sample in a freezer and took it right before I got here.
Okay. All right, great. Well, lucky to the triple vax guy. Coin toss for Mr. Doesn't Want to Share. So, Mr. St. Clair, do you want to read what's on the board here for the headache commercial? And if...
yes.
Well, just Dennis Roll. Dennis, are you okay?
Yeah, I just got a really bad headache.
And can you do me a favor? Can you move the fill light off of yourself and onto the actors?
Maybe that's why you're hot.
Yeah, you seem
I'm not
to be...
hot. I have a headache.
You move the microphone in my direction as well.
Yeah, you're pretty perfectly lit over there, Dennis. If you want to just swing that around towards the actors,
all right.
Would you mind turning the cue cards this way as well?
All right, Mr. St. Clair, whenever you're ready. And feel free to...
my fucking brain!
All right, that's the exact text on the board. Thank you,
you're
Mr.
welcome.
St. Clair. Yeah.
Yes.
6'2" guy with small brain tumor.
Yeah.
Do you want to read next?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Or no, HIPAA violation. No. Whoever wants to go next. All right.
I want to go next.
Okay. Yeah. Like I know you said you had a hard out. You had to get back to. I guess the Jamba Juice. You have the full Jamba Juice costume on uniform. I keep calling them costumes. I work in entertainment. I'm sorry. I called my football practice rehearsal once, and I got the shit kicked out of me in the locker room. Real bad. I'm sorry. That's enough about me. Dennis, can you please turn the camera off you and onto HIPAA violation?
All right, here we go.
Are you okay? Are you okay? Do you want an ice pack or something?
I'd love an ice pack.
Can I warm up? Or can I improvise on this or anything?
Yeah, please. Feel free to go off. The people who write this are fucking like dead-brained money freaks, so don't worry. Like, they got no personality. They fucking write commercials for headache medication. Don't feel bad. Go nuts. whenever you're ready, HIPAA violation.
I don't like to reveal a lot about myself, but I'm crazy.
You're self-aware of that?
Nuts.
Well, I would say
one thing I need is something that would relax and help my brain feel better. And that's going to be this drug. Oh. And that's going to be seen.
Oh, wow. Thank you for Dennis, cut. That was fantastic. Yeah.
That was so real.
Oh, man, and I didn't realize how method you were, because you've seemed crazy the whole time you've been in here.
Well, I am. Yeah, I am crazy. So.
Oh, okay. No, see, you're just such a talented actor. I couldn't tell if you were putting that on.
It's one time I could actually bring something, you know.
Okay. Whoa. talk really close.
I had something in my bag, as they say.
Oh.
Okay, so this is a little awkward because I was saying earlier it doesn't give me headaches, but it does make I can't read.
Okay,
words mostly.
Are you familiar with like improv, like you know, like in New York, it's like the Magnet, the Pit, like kind of improv.
Viola Spolin.
You know, Viola Spolin.
Sure.
Improv everywhere.
Are you familiar with Impro? It's Improv Everywhere. So if you want to be in your underwear on a train,
do it in your underpants.
whenever you're ready, just Riff City, bro. And Dennis,
but it's basically that my brain hurts.
Yeah, it's that your head hurts, but like some people went with a little more dramatic things, like my brain. Or
I'm sorry, but do the producers? Do they need to be eating while we're trying to do our work?
That was kind of distracting me, too.
Very distracting.
Oh, you mean the guy here on his laptop eating a full hero while we try to record?
I mean, I don't understand. We came here to time out of our fucking days.
We cut to after everyone's audition. It's just the producers. Now the writers are there. And the client is there, and the producer is still there, and some more hoagie. Another hoagie has just been delivered from Jersey Mike's.
Oh, okay, guys.
So now, I'm just going to go ahead and say it. We should get in the sandwich business.
Yeah, that sells. Hey, Brett, we only have one room to use, and we got to make decisions on this. Do you need to eat? Is this your
He literally right can't
now?
Answer you right now because he's fucking still chewing.
Yeah, don't choke.
Your sandwich stinks, bro.
What's on that? Tuna and barbecue sauce?
No, it's a beef dip. It's just so fucking good. I haven't eaten
in
all day.
What?
Well, in the au jus or whatever.
Onions. Something.
Excuse me, Kanye? Garlic what are you juice. Fucking dipping into over there?
Beef dip. I'm about to go DEFCON 3 on this thing. Beef dip. That was a dance in the 80s.
DEFCON.
Sorry, guys. I'm going to wrap this equipment out of here soon.
Are you okay, Dennis?
You know what?
Yeah, I just got such a bad headache. Ooh, if only something could cure this headache.
Well.
Oh, look, I don't want to show the producers the footage because I kind of disparage the entire industry and their entire life choices. So I think if you guys are cool with it, you see Dennis here. He's kind of crushing it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, we cut to the day of, and it's like an hour after call time. I don't know. Dennis still isn't here.
Hey, we're losing daylight.
It's a little early to be saying that.
No, there's
a massive eclipse. The production manager scheduled one of the longest eclipses in human history. It's going to last until night. So we got an hour left till daylight's gone, man. So you guys got to make some decisions.
The wrap gifts are those little slit paper-eyed eclipse glasses. So we should have
them
out
now. Watch it,
okay,
buddy.
Okay, we're waiting. Some time with this discussion. Get a PA over to Dennis's house ASAP. And we see
the
PA.
The PAs, all they know
really
is
hard.
To tell people not to look up all day.
So. The PA is outside Dennis's house.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, man. Are you Dennis?
Yes. This is Dennis.
Yeah. Yeah, my name's Rich. I'm a PA for the Newell Head Start medication.
Oh, right. What's up?
It's enough of your bullshit, Dennis. It's enough noise you're making. I've had it with that shit. People over here all night, fucking Dennis. I've had it, man.
Sorry, that's just my wife.
Okay, hey man, I don't care. You're supposed to be on set, bro. You're starring.
I'm his wife, but I live next door. God right. damn it!
All right,
non-traditional. Sorry, your wife lives next door.
Well, she's into real estate, so.
Well, I'm just into real estate.
Yeah,
just but into I, it. I'm so not sorry. A real estate agent or anything. I'm just really into it.
Anyway,
we
I'm
cut
so
to like
sorry.
3 a.m. later that night. She's up on Zillow. She's really loud every
this
time.
This fucking house. This is bullshit. How can they charge this much for a house?
Mommy, go to sleep.
Go to sleep, hun.
As soon as I look at the rest of Santa Fe. Outrageous in this economy. In that place. It's bullshit.
Can you at least go to your apartment and do this?
Hey, man, you know, I really think like, sucks you, at gotta, that one. You gotta go to set, man. I've been here for a while, dude.
I don't have a headache today. I'm sorry.
We cut you're back to set and they've lost track of time because of the eclipse and...
What do you mean we're in double overtime? What do you mean we reached the fucking, what's it called? The golden hour or whatever? These fucks are, the extras are making money hand over fist.
Paramount Pictures has now bought this production in order to continue financing it.
The Head Start, Newell Head Start commercial.
Yes.
We cast this.
They really think there's something here.
So real quick, you were telling me why Dennis can't make it to set. It's because last night his wife was on the real estate website.
Man,
really? Like,
I don't know. All I know is they live in two different neighboring apartments. But she spends a lot of time over there yelling at Zillow. He didn't realize that he's an actor in the commercial and thought that because he didn't have a headache, he didn't have to come to work. And this eclipse has lasted so long. Did you see the news about the portal opening up in Europe?
What?
Yeah, man. Turns out this eclipse is like a once in every 100 million years, and some sort of vortex has opened up in Europe. It's swallowing
Berlin. We cut to this portal. And the thing about these portals, when they first open, you have no fucking idea what's going to happen. And there's no control over there, so just regular people standing around it. All right, soon the government's going to be here and start putting rules on this shit. Who wants to jump in?
Oh, these Americans that come to Europe and look at our portals.
fucking French? Coming
go back to
Germany?
Wisconsin.
You don't own this portal, dude. That's from some other universe.
Well, I would like to go into virtual.
Go for it. There's no rules, man. You don't know what's going to happen, though.
Okay, bye.
Whoa. That's fucked up. I almost think you have to be kind of suicidal to go in there because it could just kill you. You don't know if it's going to take you someplace better or worse or what.
What was that? It could kill you?
Well, I don't know. No one knows.
Oh,
you just
I fucking
disappear.
Hope so. Okay, I hope so.
Oh,
I'm
yeah?
I'm going in there. Yeah. Sorry, I'm a pharmaceutical copywriter. I came here for my last hurrah. And this is perfect. I was going to try to surf Nazarene on a 100-foot swell day, but instead I'll just go in this portal and find out what it does to me.
Good luck. I hope it kills you like you want. Yes.
Oh. I was the guy behind Get Foxy with Oxy campaign.
He's halfway in the portal, halfway out. Hey man, you guys jump in.
I got
jump
into
out.
It to work with
so
cancer medication. I wanted to do cancer medication. I wanted to do cancer.
Oh wow, all his jewelry stayed.
Yes, just like in The Langoliers, that Stephen King. Short story novella.
Hey there,
miniseries.
Hey there, mate. I'm an Australian tourist. What's happening over here?
Oh, this portal opened up and we don't know where it's going. A lot of suicidal people are just jumping right in.
That's a pretty crazy vertex, eh?
Yeah. Don't know where it leads, though, man. You might want to be careful.
Hey, man, I don't care, mate. You gotta go for it.
Why don't you just stick your head in first? No one's tried that.
Oh, yeah. All right. That's what I'll do.
You want us to hold on?
Yeah, hold on to my ass, mate.
Right.
I got a big booksy ass, mate. So don't worry about that. You'll be able to hold on. All right.
I got it.
Big chunky monkey of an ass, sir.
Okay, I'm not going to grab your ass, man.
Why,
I'm talking about it too much. Just stick your head in.
It's like a ball. A lot of people confuse it for a UPS box.
Why don't you stick your ass in the vortex?
All right. Even better there, mate. I keep talking.
Do they have UPS in Australia?
I get an American wife, mate. Named Sheena. She's on a show called Vanderpump Rules, mate.
Oh, okay. Jesus.
It's my wife. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
Are you stuffed? Oh, what's up, man?
No, mate. Oh, fuck, mate.
What? What's it feel like? What's happening?
You ever do prep for a colonoscopy, mate?
Oh, no. Is someone fucking with your ass?
So, nothing's fucking with my ass, mate. This vortex is cleaning me out like I've never been clean before.
Oh, yeah? Didn't he put his head in?
Isn't he putting his head in there?
Oh, no.
We cut to the other side of the portal.
Oh, I love shit play. This is perfect.
Keep sucking.
I'm a German sucking. Like shit play. Keep sucking.
We cut to a town hall in this universe, like a few days later. Ever since that vortex opened up, that's spewing out shit. We can't even get near it to close it up. And all the shit fetishists are fucking just hanging out next to it. Something's got to be done.
We cut to a town hall in the other universe. All right, so season 7 of Vanderpump Rules will be shot by the portal, since that Aussie guy's ass is still stuck in there. And I don't understand how, as governor of this, I'm forced to make this announcement. But I just wanted to pass it along on behalf of Bravo.
And because of the success of the Housewives, that portal stayed in that loop of that guy's ass being stuck there for years until he finally died. And we cut to doctors around him as I'm afraid he's passed.
Yeah, I'm positive he has. He's completely empty. Yeah.
Well, this is going to affect the ratings of the show, the news that he's passed and we'll have to remove the body from the portal and then probably move the show to a new locale.
Well, as television producer doctors, we have a responsibility. Lisa Vanderpump is long dead, as are many of the cast members.
It's been all under our medical care. Not look good for us.
Doing all the shows this near the vortex definitely affected their health.
Stassi's children's children are now the stars of this series.
Time moves faster the closer you are to the vortex. It's sort of like time is accelerated.
Yes, right. Yep.
Right. Yeah, because I'm getting, my beard is growing a little uncontrollably now. So if we could wrap up this. So yes, we agree.
Please.
He's dead. He's hot. He's a flat piece of skin on the ground.
Yes.
His bones were sucked out of his ass.
My balls are getting so itchy. I need to get away from this vortex.
Yes, everyone.
I like my balls nice.
Please
and
strong. Remember to remove mustache and beard from your mouths while you speak, because the mouth is very
slippery. Oh, God.
And my opinion is rapidly changing on my neighbors.
I can't find my penis anymore.
This music feels so loud.
We cut to the penis man with his with some scissors late at night doing some private grooming.
Fucking God.
Can't find his penis. It's hard when you're trying to groom your penis. You can't find it because you don't want to cut the penis when you're grooming the pubes.
Right, Gary, could you shut up while I'm trying to do it?
I'm just saying, man.
Jesus. Yeah, I know, man. And I have to use reading glasses now to cut because I can't even see without them.
I just got to snip right.
Oh, did you get it? You accidentally got it. You should listen to my narrative.
No!
Let the dog help you. Let the dog find it.
No, Woofers ate my cock tip.
Oh, I hate his cock. I hate his cock.
Wolverines can fucking talk.
Rum, rum.
No, what?
Rum, rum, rum.
Happening.
Holy shit. That's the secret. That's the secret.
The secret to dogs talking is being on the tips of human dicks.
Yeah, and that gets out on the internet and soon the news. We cut to some people in a dog park. I don't know. I hear it's true, but I don't know if it's worth it.
I mean, come on, man. To hear your dog talk? I would definitely feed my dog my dick.
Well, are you going to?
No.
You just said you would.
Well, I don't have a dick anymore. I lost it in a fucking golfing accident.
What?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No, I didn't hear anything about that.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
What's going on here?
Whose dog is that?
Hey, I think we that's a dog. That's a police dog that must have just eaten a dick.
All the police dogs are talking, if you notice.
That was a police dog, did its own siren.
We were just talking about, I guess we have to answer to police dogs now.
Yeah, you do.
Where's your officer?
Answer my fucking questions.
Okay, well, I'm here in the dog run with my dog. I was thinking about feeding the tip of my penis to it.
So yeah.
I could talk, but I don't know if I want to.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you don't know if you want to, do you?
Okay, you don't have to nose
take
me.
Take you in, I should.
Okay, get out of my ass.
Yeah. What's on? What have you been eating over here?
All right.
It's gotta be. Yo, I'm filming you. I'm filming you, officer.
Yeah.
You're getting violent with a citizen. I'm filming.
Are we allowed to leave, Ruffuser?
I care about that. I'll bite it.
Ruffuser.
I'll bite each of you. I'll bite every one of you.
You just threatened to bite us?
Yeah, I'm a police dog. Goddammit.
Yo, fuck 12 and K9.
Yeah. Well, oh, really? Oh, fuck K9? All right.
K9.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'll bite the shit out of you.
Tape that. Tape this.
What do you think's going to happen to me, huh? Then we're going to go to prison? I'm a dog, goddammit. I'll abuse my power all I want.
And a nation is torn apart today as the trial of the first canine dog ends in a deadlocked jury. Ruffles, the officer, will go free after being detained for only a few hours during the trial in a small dog pen. A nation mourns as we know our cities and our rural areas are not safe this evening, as the citizenry is up in arms and millions of cock-tipless men wander confused, blood draining from their groins in disappointment. Step one.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What were we talking about again?
What's up with Succession spoilers, man? I've never seen spoilers that quick. And by the time this episode comes out, I don't believe it'll be a spoiler anymore. But come on, that was terrible, right? Do you guys
watch that show? I haven't even watched it yet, by the way.
Huh?
I haven't watched the season yet. Wow. But I don't care if you spoil it. Doesn't matter.
But you haven't been spoiled already?
I wasn't spoiled. I watched it last night.
I don't know. I don't actually have no idea. I don't pay attention. I don't pay attention to anything. That's basically how I get through life.
Not I've true. I've got,
that is like you pay attention to literally everything. I follow you online, you fucking liar. You have a comment for like literally every event that happens.
I don't follow anything. Let me tick off every single cast member of Vanderpump Rules.
Off the dome.
Stassi isn't in the cast anymore.
I've caught up on Picard. I know you watched that.
No, I haven't.
What?
I'm waiting.
You're the one that convinced me, I
doesn't
thought.
Doesn't follow anything.
No. Picard, I'm purposely waiting because I'm going home next week to take my stepfather to the doctor for something. I'm going to be on my lonesome and I'm going to binge all of Picard up in the guest room. So I like purposely have saved
up
it.
Up in the guest room.
Because I also private know I will cry. I cry basically at every episode of Picard. Like I just start bawling. I start bawling the second it starts. I start crying throughout it. And then I'm like, they should bring it back. They were the best crew. I like go through all kinds of weird emotions. Well, so
they
I
do. They do a reunion character reveal in every single episode.
Ugh, I'm gonna sob. It's like Brave New World or Strange New Worlds. I cry at that too. I cry. I cry a lot.
I cry a lot now too. I realize. Like, I mean, I think it's partially. And not to be too topical, but it's partially being high as fuck. Like, I think I get in touch with my, like, sad emotions as equally as I get in touch with, like, the laughing ones. And then I'm just like, I feel like.
The laughing emotions.
The laughing emotions, happiness, whatever you kids call it. But I think as I get older, I just, like, am more, like, weirdly, like, or I have more memories that are triggered all the time. Yeah. I'm like,
well, yeah, there's a lot more reasons to cry.
Yeah, yeah, I cried the third act of Modern Rock Family of like 12 times.
I'm like, Luke, Fred Stewart gets me every time.
Yeah, I'm like, this guy, they're aliens. That's such a metaphor. We can't even treat these immigrants right.
I like cry. I've realized I like cry. I enjoy it. It's a particular it's type of emotional high.
To cry. Crying is
feelings come and feelings go. Raindrops from your eyes. Sometimes it makes you feel better.
Sometimes it makes you feel better. Oh, here comes that guy that every time. Stop crying because he's going to tell you it's okay. Peter, stop crying. He's gonna give a whole fucking speech. Suck it up.
Crying, no, man. I just don't.
Suck it up.
Okay.
Hey, pal, what's happening?
Nothing. Oh. We're just playing dodgeball and having a good time. Nice to see you.
Yeah, it looks like you're having some rainy weather, some teardrops coming from your eyes over there, huh?
No, I'm okay. Damn,
dude.
Now, that's all right. Come on. You can let it go. Okay. You mind if I put this small metal dish underneath your eyes?
What? Why?
What is up with that? I've seen you do that a lot. What do you do with the tears?
What is this?
What I do with child's tears?
What do you do?
I've seen you put it in a veil behind the benches.
Yeah. Well, you know, everybody has their purpose. And your purpose is, as a little boy is to cry. And my purpose is to come to the park with a little metal dish. And collect your tears and take them home for me to do what I want with them.
No, wait.
It is fair. He never makes anyone cry. He just waits for people to cry. I will give that.
What?
To
you're the worst dad ever.
I would never make you cry, huh?
Dad.
Who's dead?
My dad.
I'm your dad.
No, what?
No, you're not.
Oh, okay. I thought we were role-playing. I'm cool. No,
that's creepy, man. You and your metal ditch and your creepy role-playing. Oh, no, stay away from us.
No. I'm board certified around to be around children.
That certificate doesn't mean anything, dude. Laminating shit doesn't mean anything.
I printed it from a Microsoft Word template.
Just stay away from him, man. You don't have to give him your tears.
What's making you so sad, you two? Is it a sunset or a rainbow? Is it the smile of a child in the morning? Is it a memory? Is it the memory of an old quilt that's now been disposed of or donated?
No. You don't have to tell him, man.
Why don't you tell me what your tears are for?
That's just going to make him cry more, and you know it.
No.
When people describe why they're sad, that makes them cry like five times as much.
You listen to me, boy. What? Do you understand what I'm doing? Do you have any idea how important what I do is?
No, I don't know what you're doing with all the tears.
When you get older, you will become so detached from your emotions because of different social pressures to become a repressed man that you'll have no ability to access them. And that's where I, the tear master, return to you and bring you the tears from these specific emotions so you can re-feel them. Don't you understand anything, boy?
I like this. Okay, you're just weird.
Sorry, I couldn't help it over here. I'm a CPS agent, and I'd like to see if you are certified to be around children. Do you have any proof that you're certified to be around children?
Yeah, right here. Check it out. Okay, laminated and everything.
Whoa, it's laminated.
Wait a minute, what?
Okay, wait, this is not actually something we give out at all, sir.
I'm sorry, but if you see it says Perv Gropson is allowed to be around children.
I apologize. Perv Gropson is your alias and your superhero name is the Tear Master?
Yes. Why would I have a name like the Tear Master?
Perv Gropson. We cut to his apartment later and we see him opening a locked refrigerator. And as the camera moves back, we see that there's actually like 10 refrigerators in his apartment. And this one he opens and there's no food in it. It's just filled with veils of vials of tears.
All right. This young man will thank me someday. Here we go. He was crying over his lizard that he lost.
Ding dong.
Hold on, I'm coming. Pull my pants up. Hello?
Hi, I'm a 41-year-old man, and I've lost an attachment to my emotions. I think you remember you were at my father's funeral.
Dagan Whitmer, yes?
Yes, Dick.
You're Dagan Whitmer, born in 1983?
Yes, that's correct. I'm Dickon Whitmer, 1983.
Dagan? Sorry, did you change your name?
Yes, I changed my name from Dagan. I was getting a lot of flack, so now I switched it to Dickon.
Oh, and you changed it to Dickon. That's good.
Yeah.
No problems there.
Hey, Perv, can you keep it down out here? I'm trying to fuck my girlfriend. You owe me rent, too, man. Oh, I'm so thirsty. Oh, keep out of my fridge, man. Oh, glug, 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 glug. Oh, man. Keep it the fuck down. I'm fucking my girlfriend.
This guy just... He just yells at me from his doorway and drinks from his own fridge. Really? Come on in.
As you can see. Wait,
there's...
Was that... Yes? You think that guy was really fucking his girlfriend?
No. That guy? He doesn't even have a girlfriend. Oh. He has a fleshlight that he attaches to an old biology class skeleton.
Oh.
And he puts fake novelty tits on it and calls it his girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Oh, Bonina.
Thin wall.
We cut to Thanksgiving. So you want to introduce us, John?
Yes, Mom. This is Bonina Scalata.
another fucking Dago bitch.
Mom, Dad!
Call me Second Dad.
Second Daddy!
Be nice.
I'm sorry.
So where did you two meet?
In biology class.
That's fun.
We did an assignment together.
We got close. And, you know, my fleshlight actually, you know, the sort of lacquer on her plastic bones, you know, can handle the tape that I use to attach my fleshlight to stuff.
Oh, that's nice. And,
you know, she's Bonina, like, you haven't eaten anything. Does she not like chicken parm?
She's kind of a picky eater.
Okay. Well, fastest way into a woman's heart is, well, I guess I can visibly see she has no heart. Whew, sorry.
We cut to later. It's been kind of awkward Thanksgiving dinner, and it's thin walls in the house. And he's fucking his girlfriend in one room and his parents in the next room. I just think it's nice to have any thing or object that you just really love, and you just are so negative all the time.
Keep it down. It's like the
personification and the anthropomorphization. I can hear her head bouncing off our wall.
It's good, but you gotta keep it down. My parents are
Don't pause.
I'm sorry. I paused to hear better. I wanted to hear better first.
You shouldn't want to hear your son and his love object.
Wait.
I think he's almost
I'm
done.
Go down it's okay. on you now. Now your turn.
Okay. We cut to breakfast. And he has a big smile on his face. There's cum all over his face, and it's all over Bonina.
Oh, what's for the pancakes? I'm starving.
Did you two have a good night?
Yeah. Dad.
Your dad's in a mood.
Can I have a cinnamon bun? What? What's the matter?
I didn't get any sleep last night.
Aww.
Your mother was so turned on after listening to you.
What? You guys heard that?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you learned something?
Oh.
Take another hit.
I like that Gabriel suggested that chicken parm was for Thanksgiving.
Chicken parm. That is for Italian Thanksgiving. That's
I know. That's
right.
That's why I felt comfortable saying Dago after that.
Good for
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm very fucking stoned right now, by the way.
Oh, yeah. We got to take a break where we all load in to have some. I'm going to smoke John's pipe.
Oh, hey, shit.
Get the ice bong. It's probably warm by now.
Oh, the ice bong. Oh, that.
How long
that's
does it
the,
last?
That's the thing that made me quit weed for a while. The ice bong did me in, man. That was it.
Is it still frosty?
No.
No.
Yeah, you got to do. You can't let it sit there for an hour.
Fuck. Come on.
Come on,
I'm
man.
Huffing. Give me a
come on, man. John. Come on, shut man. The fuck up, man.
Get a break.
Come on, man.
I can't.
It's going to last an hour.
Huh?
Oh, shit.
It's best when it's frosty right out of the freezer.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck me.
Oh, yeah.
It's good.
I mean,
eh?
The problem is you take serious, like, panic-inducing hits.
Oh,
because you're trying to get true. All that cold.
Oh, how's my
that?
God. I was smoking like I was 20 with that thing. I was like, let me like fucking rip like 7-10 hits in a row. And then I'd be like, I'm having a heart attack. And that was just every night over and over again, like every 45 minutes. Every 45 minutes, I would be like, all right, I'm not having a heart attack anymore. Time to do this all again and freak out. The ice ball.
A lot of people have their freak out moment in weed that just keeps them off it forever when they don't realize it's just the strain they got that day.
Well, it's also funny because, like, I know a lot of people, including myself, who got, like, alcohol poisoning a couple of times and, you know, kept fucking binge drinking for years. A friend who'd be like, I smoked weed once and bugged out. I'm like, dude, you, like, totaled your car wasted one night.
Like, well, I would say I'm taking a break that has more to do with, like, because, like, I smoked one time at South By. Like, I'm not, like, a, what do you call it? Like, I'm, like, clean and sober. But I am like kind of going like, I just want to know what it's like just to have it, just to not be high for a while. I just haven't known that. I have not known that since like 1993. I have literally not known what it's like to not be high since like the early 90s.
I was talking about that the other day, saying like, I think I need to like raw dog life for a little bit. Like, I think I'm a little like detached from reality. Like, I was like, oh, yeah, I should take a few days off smoking weed. And I tried to think of like when I did last, and it's been like 2 days in the last like 4 years.
Yeah.
I think the pandemic just set me down a path that I never really smoked 7 days a week before that.
Oh, the pandemic, like, also, like, I was like permanent summer vacation. There was a point, I think, in 2022 where I was like, I love this. I'm just going to die. I'm just going to keep doing this until I die. And I was like, no, I need like money and I need to do things and make things. Like, I can't just be high. As much as I want to be. And
happy,
I want to be.
420, man.
I want to be, man. I want to just be high.
Happy 420, everybody.
Yeah, happy 420, guys.
Stop it.
Cut to a fun party. Yeah. Oh, you guys got to meet Tony. Not my friend Tony, who's developing the app. This is Tony, my friend, who wants to get high till he's dead.
Hey, guys. Hey, man.
Hey, Tony.
How's it going, guys? What's happening, man?
How is it going?
Good.
Fuck, dude. You know, I got up today. I did
don't
like
blow
a,
smoke in my face if you don't mind.
Well, then, you know what? Then I can't breathe, man. Because I take every breath, I take a hit. Mm-hmm. I have literally not inhaled without inhaling weed as part of my oxygen intake.
Oh, I'm noticing this complicated rig you have on your back, like fucking Mad Max villain. I see.
You know how in I don't know if it's like, I think it's Star Trek, there's like a creature that like has to have like a little atmosphere, like an atmosphere.
Oh, Picard
thing.
This latest season.
Yeah, man.
You're thinking about. You think it might be Star Trek?
It's what I based it off of. I can't remember, man. But basically, it keeps an atmosphere of constant inhale smoke, not exhale smoke, because we know that doesn't have the same, unless you're getting shotgun. Everyone knows shotgun was just to make out with chicks.
Totally.
Right?
So, man, I used to love doing that.
Making out with chicks?
Yeah, man. I loved women a lot, man.
I remember before they moved away that fucking planet.
Yeah, man. Remember when women were on this planet, man? Yeah, man.
Remember I said I was just gonna get high till they left, man? And they fucking left.
They
man.
Did.
And I'm still getting high, man.
They all so, just Tony, collectively.
This is like a suicide machine you got rigged up here?
I mean, it's a living machine as far as I'm concerned, bro. But like eventually
but it's
I will
die. But it's just accelerated
die.
Living, man.
It's accelerated living. I mean, I do remember the great living room walkout of 2128 when all women walked into living rooms around the world, looked disappointedly at all men, and then said, we're getting on a ship and leaving for another planet.
Yeah.
It was just real quiet.
They had that like ring ship too, that like centrifugal force, false gravity ring ship.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Based on the neuro ring. Based on the neuro ring, the, you know, the fucking hormonal.
I feel bad, man. My wife was going for so long talking about the ring, and I'm like, yeah, you better have the ring. I don't want to have no more kids and whatever. You know, I was
yeah, who knew put a ring on it meant occupy a ring world that's spinning at the speed that would simulate Earth's gravity and go to a different
there,
solar
like Elysium.
System.
Yo, let's pull an Elysium, dude, and steal one of those ships and go to their ring world.
Is there another one of those ships?
Of course, dude.
Oh, holy shit.
Do that.
Bro, that's... Yo, you remind me, man. Let's just watch Elysium.
Any woman would have figured that out. It was beyond me.
I never thought that.
All right. Yeah. Well, let's get in the capsule.
Okay. All right. It's right there, man.
They get in one of those escape pods that's only meant for two people, but like five of them cram into it. Watch it, man.
All right, watch it. All right.
Share the seatbelt.
Tony, unhook the hose, man. Let's fucking bake this thing out on the way.
Yeah, man. Here we go. I'm plugging the hose into the main system. Here we go.
Fuck, man. This is what you're on all day, every day.
They hotbox the capsule as it takes off.
Procedures.
Meanwhile, on the Lady Ring planet.
And tomorrow, we'll celebrate our 10th year of progress as we are moving towards conceiving of true zero-point energy, which will give us limitless energy, and our crops this year have been the best they've ever been. The North Ring is prepared to produce more wheat than ever.
You know, I want to say I never thought we would be this smart, that any of us would have
ever been. Wow. Doreen!
I just didn't think we would, but I'm happy.
Doreen! Wait, the alarm's going off. Oh, shit.
Suddenly on the giant shooting monitor, they see the cap.
I wish.
Next velocities. I wish. Dock with the ring.
Oh, man, we got to put the ring on it, man.
Extend the docking arm.
They're going to crash right into our mansion. One of them has their arm. One of them sticking their arm out of the ship, and it's freezing off from the sub-zero.
My arm.
Oh, man. What are you doing with your pecker, man?
Hey, man, careful, use his man. Arm as a bong.
Use his arm as an ice bong, man. Call out his arm, dude. Quick.
Bro, and suddenly, right where this is all happening, a small vortex starts to form and then get larger and larger, and we see the Aussie man's head stick out from universe... Hey,
mate, what's happening over here is a bunch of ladies in the ring world, eh? I like this. Hey, just think of
me. Back in his universe, that they're barely hearing what he says. Speak up, man.
Because
you said ladies in a ring world?
I'm in a ring world, mate, and I'm just like a disembodied head, mate, and I see a bunch of ladies, mate. I'm ready to get moving. I'll move my mouth, ladies free tonguing over here.
Describe the ring world, not yourself.
All right, well, the ring world, from the way I'm looking at it, I can see the tip of my nose, and I see my reflection in a large reflecting pool, and I'm looking great, mate. I got a chiseled chin. My beard's grown a little bit. I got blonde hair. And
we cut to the main congressional room where the women have been meeting, where they're watching this monitor. This vortex is unexplainable, but it's probably just like the one found on Earth many years ago.
Yes, the one that was sending out shit into our universe,
yes,
if I remember
exactly.
Correctly. I have somewhat of a French accent, somewhat not.
Well, since we were an international colony when we arrived, we all have Highlander kind of blended accents where it's impossible to place where we are from because we are
that's
all...
That's right.
It's very true. Have you all been getting letters from this Mark David Chapman gentleman?
Yes. I thought I was the only one.
No, I've been getting them too.
More and more bizarre. And we cut
to Mark David Chapman finishing his letter.
And done.
What's up, you fucking dork?
Hey!
You're still watching Taxi Driver, you fucking sicko? Just this, like, one stretch with the fucking kid?
Come on, it's a great movie.
Move it! This is fucking New York City! Get out of here!
Hey, Mark, hey. David, or Mark, David, whatever.
Yeah.
You gonna give me back my glasses?
Yeah. Sure. Sorry.
Are you sure? You're kind of known for them now, Mark. You want to give them back? You look so cute in them. You borrowed them from this guy?
Yeah, I borrowed these glasses, but I don't really need them.
Excuse me.
I'll give them back.
Could you mind where you're standing, you piece of shit? Me and my wife are trying to take a walk.
All right. Easy, pal. Who's this guy think he is?
Who do I think I am?
Yeah, well, who are you so we know?
I'm John Lennon.
Whoa. Oh, shit. Man, my buddy here is a huge fan of yours.
Yeah, no, this is your autograph?
This is your apartment?
Fuck off, pig. I don't have time for you. I've got to go upstairs.
Hey, he's got a gun.
John Lennon has a gun. Stand your ground, Mark. Stand your ground.
They wrestle with John Lennon. Tries to stop John Lennon from killing him, and
I'll
wrestle with
kill
the
you.
Gun.
I'll kill you, you pig. You coke bubble glasses.
Hey, easy, please.
John Lennon's trying to kill that guy.
He shot himself.
Oh, no.
Yucko,
oh,
you
no,
bitch.
I'm sorry. Jesus.
Yucko. Those are my dying words. Yucko, you bitch.
Well, we'll definitely dress those up for her.
And scene. That was all from Universe B, Brett. Brett got a little bummed out about the alternate history of the Beatles.
Oh, sorry. Fuck it. We'll just talk
about
it.
Didn't you see
Beatles.
That Sliders episode where John Lennon pulled a gun outside the Dakota?
And they wrestled with it and he shot himself.
How did Quinn Mallory react? Let's call Jerry.
Yeah, but what's funny is John Lennon was a misogynist in both universes.
Mm-hmm. Humans, this has been 420. We found out what our favorite strains were. That's the main thing. Brett, did you get high today? It's not responsible for you to get high, but did you?
I did not. I have some diet smokes, though. I might.
Ooh. Is that a podcast?
The little gummies that are called diet smokes. They were a sponsor at one point.
Are they like light gummies? Like they're like. Not as potent.
That's
like
the idea, yeah.
Delta 8 or whatever?
Yeah. They still, even just one will be enough for me at this point.
My wife likes those. My wife loves the smallies. I've been really getting into shrooms lately. I've been tripping a lot. That's for
dude,
those gummies.
It's been great. A dude offered me psilocybin chocolate today, like on the street, and I was like,
that's always the best. The best street psilocybin.
Yeah, take street psilocybin. Yeah, definitely.
Man, I admit,
have you ever done street cocaine with a homeless person? That's fun too.
we gotta do mushrooms. We gotta do an all mushrooms episode of Improv for Humans.
Oh my god,
that
would be great.
I get lost in
that. Would be great.
That'd be great.
That would definitely be great.
It would make a lot. It would probably make more sense than Universe A, B, and C.
Well, didn't the Mike Tyson Alex Jones episode that they won't show, weren't they on mushrooms?
I think Mike Tyson's a big mushroom.
And they won't show it? No.
The thing about shrooms is you can start babbling and then suddenly get paranoid about what you just babbled.
What you just said.
Yeah, of course.
Just cut it all off. Cut it off. Cut it off. Cut every bit of it. No.
I would love to see if it was like
this interview makes Mike Tyson look bad. It's like based on his history.
I look horrible.
He's like, come on. That's like the worst interview I've ever. It's like, you kind of have other things on your resume, pal. Yeah,
the rapes. Yeah.
I was saying really embarrassing things with Alex Jones. Cut it.
Where's my purple fifth?
What could he possibly have said? I can't even like.
Maybe they said like profound, reasonable things, and that's.
I know
they must have.
Like, it must have been like the most
just, like,
reasonable.
They were like really reasonable, and like Alex Jones made a lot of
Alex
sense.
Jones, yeah, accidentally went like mask off, humanist, socialist.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, why is like we all just need to have things together and share our stuff and share the wealth? I think frogs that are gay is nice. It's cute. It's not that big of a problem.
And I'm gonna confess of all the crimes I've done.
That's a podcast that we should do.
was the, we should do a 420 yeah. Alex Jones. We should go on Alex Jones show for 420.
Yeah, let's just do an Alex Jones.
Yeah, ditch this one we just did and let's do it. Let's redo this.
Hey, check out High and Mighty. Just
go ahead, John. Hi,
I'm doing
Mighty.
Plugs on Alex Jones. It's worth it. Thank you, Mr. Jones. My podcast, High and Mighty, and actionboys.biz. But more specifically, I'm doing a 420 live stream. That is, if, while this episode is airing or around the time of this episode.
Competing
directly. It's at moment.co/highandmighty. I will be joined by Matt Besser live. So watch it. It'll be up for a week after. So if you have like a job and can't do it Thursday at 420, I got you, baby. Moment.co/highandmighty.
That's right, human. What about you other guys? Megas. Jerry, where can people compliment you online?
I'm completely off of social media.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll have to be on a street or in a cafe.
You can, yeah.
Show.
You, or, yeah,
airplane.
Watch me on television. As you compliment me, give me some residual checks.
Rent episodes where I'm a guest star.
There are some terrible things that I've done on Netflix. Keep it on.
Watch
keep
the
it
fusion, the second Trump versus Bernie fusion special. Make no money.
Oh, is that still online?
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
Oh yeah, well, yeah.
New media, man. It's working, man.
Yeah.
It benefits us, man.
What about you, Gimberlicking?
Gimberlicking on Twitter. And while this is happening on 420, while this is releasing, I will be having a check-in meeting with my psychiatrist.
I think that's private, though.
HIPAA.
Humans, go to Matt Besser.com for all my 420 content, and also, more important, I'm going to be in Arkansas July 7th and 8th, opening up for Tim Meadows at the comedy club there, the Grove Entertainment Complex, and keep being a high human. Got him.
It's a human dick. It's a human dick.
Improv for Humans with Matt Besser is an Airwolf production. Produced by Britt Morris, Amelia Chapelow, and Anita Flores. Engineered by Britt Morris. Find our latest merch at budswag.com. Help get the word out by telling a friend about the show today. Make sure to rate, review, and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen. Want more? Find the full archive, ad-free episodes, as well as original premium series from Matt and Brett on Stitcher Premium. For photos, show notes, and more, go to earwolf.com.